Okay, so last week was our very first guest episode on the show, and that was with burnout educator Michelle Kosh. I really enjoyed that conversation. I think it was so real and so raw, and there was so many takeaways in that. And I would love to know what you guys thought, because that was my very first time interviewing someone, and I would love your feedback. I would love to know what you took away from the conversation. How did you like having a guest on the show? Do I need to be getting more guests? This show is here for you to support you. So I would love your feedback on that. Today, it's on my heart to talk to you guys about comparison and how I see that is killing confidence in motherhood. And it's a rising issue in today's world because it's just in our face all the time. And then I give you three very practical ways to tackle it. To increase your confidence and lower your stress, start to thrive in the exact season of motherhood you are in right now. If you are ready, grab a notebook, grab a pen, heat up that coffee, and let's get to it. Are you a mama that often solo parents while your partner is away? Are you finding yourself in a season of constant struggle? Are you sick of always feeling overwhelmed, unfulfilled, and disconnected? And not really sure how to get unstuck? Hey friend, and welcome to Solo and So Well podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Chirkoff, and I so believe you were meant to land here. I know what you're going through because I've been there. Heck, I'm still there. I'm a mama of three boys, my husband works away, and I'm still 100% a work in progress. But I feel like I've really figured some things out that have helped pull me out of the trenches, and I want to bring as many other mamas up with me. We all deserve to experience joy, peace, and fulfillment, regardless of the season we're in. We are going to get super intentional and super practical. I am going to provide you with manageable and meaningful wins every single episode. Lighter days are coming, my friend, so take my hand and let's get started. Hey, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of Solo and So Well. I am your host, Heidi Chirkoff, and today it's on my heart to talk to you guys about how comparison is killing your confidence in motherhood, why we need to be more aware of it, and how to tackle it so that you can boost your confidence, create space for more joy and peace, and ultimately thrive in motherhood in the exact season you are in. Just before we get into that, I wanted to ask you a big favor. If you have been enjoying this podcast, or maybe this is your very first episode you're checking out and you love it or you learn from it, could you please take a few minutes to leave the show a 5-star rating and a little review? It helps so much and it is so appreciated. Leaving a review and sharing on your social media platforms is the best way to help get the show visibility and to help mamas who are needing this resource, needing this community in their life right now, be able to find it. So thank you for that. And if you didn't catch last week's first guest episode with burnout educator Michelle Kosh, go check that out. If you think that you might be experiencing burnout, if you have resentment building up inside of you about your roles as a mother and as a wife, if you're feeling like something's gotta give because the next piece of straw might be the one that breaks the camel's back, go back and have a listen to that super honest conversation between two moms who really found themselves in the thick of it. I think there will be lots of great nuggets in there for you to resonate with and learn from. Okay, guys, what is on my heart to talk to you about today, this week? It is comparison and how it's majorly killing confidence in motherhood, right? Like, how often do we all do this? Do we compare ourselves to what we see other moms doing? Their responsiveness, their patience, their tenderness, their playfulness, their quote, you know, put togetherness, how they are presenting in the moment, the trends in real life and on social media. Okay, social media is huge, but in real life too, right? The moms at the park or at the playgroup. Even sometimes people closest to us, we catch glimpses, only a piece to the puzzle, and we make assumptions that they have it all figured out. It's gravy. They're perfect. They are naturally that way. We almost put them on this pedestal. And if we are not like that 100% of the time, we make ourselves out to be less than. They are doing it right, therefore I am doing it wrong, when in reality, We are all just doing the best that we can. And we have no idea what's going on for that mom behind closed doors, below the surface, beyond the highlight reel, right? We have to stop comparing our worst moments to someone else's best moments. It creates unrealistic standards and expectations for ourselves, which creates such an unnecessary amount of pressure and stress, a major kick to our self-esteem, right? It also takes away from our internal, our instinctual knowing. If we are so caught up in how everyone else is doing or not doing it, it's so loud that we lose touch with what feels right and true for us and our family. And if we are comparing ourselves to perfect, again, going back to setting unrealistic standards for ourselves, it robs us the confidence to even try to take any action or self-improvements at all. It stunts our growth and can prevent us from asking for help because it feels unattainable. It's great for them, not for me. What's the point? Our self-esteem is so low over whatever that thing is that we're comparing to. And you guys, it most likely, not even something that we truly want. We're just getting caught up in the rat race. And it sounds so silly, but so many of us do it. It's so easy to get caught up. When you are constantly comparing, looking outward and trying to keep up with the Joneses, you're distracted, you're stretched, you're on the way to burnout, and your confidence is just flushed right down the toilet. And you got enough going on, mama. You don't need to get caught up in all that. You don't need all that. So here are some ways that you can take a step back, take back your power, shift your focus, and preserve your energy for what really matters. So number one, consume less. How much we consume in a day is wild. It comes at us all day from all angles, TV, radio, ads, podcasts, our peers, our colleagues, family, right? But right now, I just want to talk to you guys about social media consumption specifically, because social media, while it has its perks, it can be a breeding ground for comparison and low self-esteem. And I think especially in motherhood. I am so guilty for scrolling, comparing, energy wasting, getting caught up in thinking that the grass is greener. I know so many are. I have talked about it on here before, but I think if you are really caught up in the social media consumption and comparing game, it makes you feel less than. It's a toxic stressor in your life and you know it. Go off completely for a week, a month, a few months, whatever it takes and whatever feels right for you. You will see a massive increase in your confidence and a decrease in stress and anxiety. Episode 7 is a whole episode dedicated to exploring a break from social media. If you want to go check that out, I seriously recommend that every mom out there needs a good solid social media cleanse every once in a while. But if that feels like, I don't know, a little extreme for you, you're not quite there yet, start with just doing less, setting timers, not picking up your phone for the first or last hour of your day. Get unapologetic about hitting snooze, unfollowing, unfriending anyone or any page that makes you feel ick, less than, feels FOMO. Protect your peace, mama, and you will not regret it. Okay, number two, take time to sit with yourself and with your higher source every day. Every single day. I've talked about 5 to 10 minutes of stillness on here lots before. Michelle also mentioned it last week. This is huge. Huge for connecting with yourself, your inner knowing, learning to trust yourself, right? Trusting yourself equals confidence. Just make that time every day to collect yourself, to process what's yours, what isn't. It will absolutely shift how you carry yourself, how you make decisions, the posture in which you operate and parent from. Okay, number three, the third and final thing I have for you today to help combat comparison that might be killing your confidence in motherhood is boundaries of the mind. What does that even mean? It means anytime you start getting unwanted, unsolicited thoughts pop into your head, energy sucking, confidence killing thoughts, be so intentional about catching them, calling bull, and shift inward. Where does your energy need to be right now? What's important to you? What feels right for you and your family? What are you grateful for, right? What do you already have that you are so thankful for? Focus on that. These questions will hugely shift your thoughts and your energy and allow you to recenter and realign with what truly matters for you right now. Going inward is where confidence blooms. Okay, friends, that's all I got for you today. We chatted about how comparison might be killing your confidence in motherhood, and then I gave you three very practical ways to tackle it. One, consume less. Maybe that's a full cleanse from social media. Maybe that's just having healthier boundaries around your consumption. Two, take time with yourself and with your higher power every single day. Just 5 to 10 minutes. It's a game changer, you guys. 5 to 10 minutes. Three, boundaries of the mind. Catch those unhelpful thoughts. Give them the boot and go inward to focus on what really matters and what's truly important for you and your family right now. If that was helpful and you have any thoughts or takeaways you would like to share, I would love to hear from you in a review. If you are wanting or needing extra support with any of this, you want someone to meet you where you're at to help move you through where you want to be, gain confidence, gain clarity, experience more peace, joy, and fulfillment in this season, go ahead and book a free 15-minute discovery call with me. The link is in the show notes. I would love to connect and we can chat about all the ways I can support you right now. Okay, that's it. Start implementing these practices. Feel your confidence rise and your stress lower and let me know how it goes. Take good care. Hey, Mama. I hope this episode made you feel seen and cared for, that you're leaving with some practical tools and knowledge that you can start using today. Could you do me a favor? If you had any takeaways during our time together, could you head over and subscribe to the show? And if you have time, give it a quick 5-star rating and a little review. It would mean so much to me, and it's the absolute best way to get this content into the hands and hearts of other mamas who need it. If this episode made you think of someone that could benefit from it, send it to them. We are all on this journey together. And if you're looking for some extra support to make it through the day with a little more peace, joy, and fulfillment, and you appreciate a good checklist, go to the show notes and download my free resource, 5 Ways to Win the Day. Okay, friend, until next time, you got this. Stay well.